You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are packed. That warms my heart. Hello, Blake. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Blake.
What are you doing this weekend, Blake?
Oh, man. I have no idea. Absolutely no plans at all.
Zero, huh?
How can that be?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
What would I like to do? I'd like to be on a beach somewhere.
All right. Well, make your
well. Good thing you live in Colorado. Then
make your way down to Chatfield or something.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, go do that. Like?
Yeah, go. Yeah, go down to either Chatfield or Cherry Creek. And wander around on the fecal beaches that they have.
Don't go to Sloan's Lake. I guess they've got a blue algae problem, a blue green algae problem. Don't go there.
Yeah, man,
which can kill your pets and stuff. So
dang.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, Blake.
Blake, are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you, sir?
No, I'm just kind of, my sound thing is a little weird in my mouth. I can hold it a little closer to my mouth.
That's
if that
better.
Helps.
Yeah, it does.
Much okay. better.
It's hard to hear you.
Yes. My microphone is weird. Yeah.
Okay, listen, let's play a rattle off. We'll give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Are you ready?
Yes.
In 10 seconds, we need 5 bands. 5 bands that have a number in their name. 5 bands with a number in their name. Ready and go.
Oh man, that's pretty hard. Maroon 5, Blink 182, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, you got 3, man.
You got 3.
Myself.
Need some 9-inch nails in there.
Yeah. Matchbox 20.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Blake.
Blake, I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Enjoy the beach, buddy. Thank you for listening. I don't understand that. Shayna, before we chat with you about your weekend plans, so many people in Colorado talk about how they just miss the beach and they want to be on the beach every day. And I always want to say, you know, you can move.
Sure you can.
You can move to a place, Shayna, where there's a beach.
Yeah, we're not trees, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We're not trees.
Thank you for that.
But it's so funny. I mean, I remember having a conversation. I met a friend of a friend one time, and they spent the entire happy hour or whatever talking about how they just couldn't believe that, you know, they're living in some place where there's not a beach. Yeah. I love the beach. I'm an ocean person. I'm like, well, then get the hell out of here.
Well, then they'll get there, and they'll live there for 2 months. They're like, I wish we could go to the mountains.
That person.
Uh-huh. Make up your mind.
Shayna, what are you doing this weekend?
I am training for a half marathon, Georgetown to Idaho Springs, in a few weeks.
Oh,
so I'm going to be running all weekend.
Crazy.
Right on.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, Georgetown to Idaho Springs, at least it would be downhill, right?
I don't know. They changed the course, so I haven't ran it yet. We'll see. Hopefully.
But I mean,
naturally,
if
you're going downhill.
Going from Georgetown to Idaho Springs,
you're going down.
There's a drop in elevation.
They don't set up any ramps or anything.
Yeah, I would set ramps up.
Extreme marathon.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's a good one to run, I guess, because, yeah, you are going down. And then you get like a pizza when you get to Idaho Springs.
Oh, what's that place? Beer and a pizza.
Yep.
Beer and a pizza.
That would motivate me to run.
Georgetown is 8,500 feet. Now let's look up Idaho Springs. 8,500 to 70. You're going down 1,000 feet.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Not that much, really.
No, it's not. It's a slow decline.
Not that much.
A little easier to breathe towards the end, I suppose.
Well, good luck with that.
How far along are you in your training? Like, are you able to do the 13 miles yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not to brag, but, you know.
You can do way more than that.
You know, Jeremy.
Way more.
She's
you
got
know,
that sticker.
I might just
sticker.
Keep going to Denver. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. She won't stop till she gets to, like, Hayes, Kansas or something.
Forrest Gump it.
There you go.
Gump it.
Well.
She's got the 13.1 sticker on her car, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm.
Ready to play Rattle Off?
We'll see. I had a little bit too much espresso. I'm kind of nervous.
I don't know. That actually might fuel you, and you might be able to do just fine with this.
Yeah.
Jeremy wanted to know if you could come up with five things you could cut your hand on.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ready and go.
Broken glass, scissors, a knife, a nail, and nail clippers.
I gotta say that works, right?
Yeah. I think it does work.
You're a winner!
Well done.
That was kind of a silly one, I guess. But yeah, so what?
All right.
Way to go,
Shayna. You just made my day.
Well, that's what we aim to do when we get up in the morning. We're like, we want to make people's day.
Mm-hmm. Especially runners.
You guys have done it.
Hey, let me ask you
something.
Do you have joint issues or anything with while you're running?
I don't yet.
You're doing all right. How old are you?
How dare you?
Who cares?
I'm 34.
Oh, my God, you are old.
How dare we ask somebody in their 30s?
Oh, my God, you're falling apart.
We pretty much both hate you right now. So,
yeah.
I'm just hoping that I can have bionic knees here in, you know, the next 15, 20
years. Yeah, that's the thing you
got to
worry about is the knees. My wife was a runner for a long time, and she creaks when she walks down the stairs now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, my running was my thing, and I loved it. And then my ankles spoke up, and that was the end of that. So
I used to
my last run then. We'll see.
I ran a lot until I started urinating blood, and then I was like,
I
gotta stop.
Watch out for that.
Yep.
That happens to Jeremy when he just sits and watches cartoons. I mean, it doesn't even really matter.
Something might be wrong.
He pees blood all the time.
Yeah, you also probably have that checked out.
Probably.
He also told me this morning that it burns when he pees, and I don't know if that's related.
It's a double whammy, huh?
Let your wife know that, too. Yeah. I don't know.
Gotta go see a doctor.
Somebody call a doctor.
Huh.
Shayna, you have been delightful to talk with. Good luck with your training.
You guys as well.
When is your half marathon, by the way?
It's August 13th or 14th, that weekend.
Okay.
Stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. See
you
later.
Thank you, Shayna. We appreciate you listening. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
All right.
We're done now.
And I know that your wife is sitting up. She's like, what is this burning with?
He didn't tell me that.
He didn't say anything about that.